And now our second feature, which is read for us by Michael Hutchinson. This feature looks at the River Wensum's history of flooding and at the research that the author Matthew Williams did to write his latest book, Norwich Submerged.
We walk, cycle or drive over bridges without a second glance. The water is below us. It always has been, and we tend to take it for granted. But how much do we know about the stories they have to tell? One of smiles and laughter, or of death and destruction? Once a busy commercial highway, this is the River Wensum. The name is thought to come from the Old English word meaning winding, although most rivers do meander. There was a terrible flood in 1878, and then the last great flood was back in 1912. A dark time for Norwich and Norfolk, when lives were lost, property destroyed, and thousands of people washed out of their homes and left penniless. Could it happen again? The question is raised in a fascinating new book by the man who brought us a subterranean Norwich, concentrating mainly on the shape of the landscape and on what lies beneath our feet. This time, Matthew Williams has turned his attention to the River Wensum in Norwich Submerged, an important local history offering which asks the question, what is the prospect of another great flood for the 21st century? His first book inspired him to find out more about the 1912 flood, and not least, to get to the bottom, almost literally, of the puzzle why the floodplate at New Mills Yard seemed half buried below the ground. He has followed the twists and turns and dug deep into its history for this important local history book, which includes an enormous amount of detail of local history from this well-informed author who spent much of his career in the construction industry. I was also intrigued why there were a dozen or more floodplates mounted on walls everywhere in the city. Did they all record the same level? A great thing about Norwich is being able to walk around and look at these things because of the good access we have to our city centre and to share friendly discussion with random strangers, said Matthew. I found I was not the only person who had asked these questions, and so I set out to find the answers using a similar approach to that in my previous book, with a strong emphasis on comparing relative levels, he said. And Matthew soon discovered an intriguing story, not just in the detail of the inundation itself, but the way it was dealt with and reported at the time. I was able to delve into 100-year-old city council documents, charting the determination to ensure a flood like this would never happen again. Rare photographs, maps, charts and words make up this compelling tale, and it makes readers realise just how important it is to treat our rivers and waterways, not just with Wensum, with dignity and respect. I uncovered drawings showing engineering works that were started but never fully completed, before other 20th century concerns took over, and we rather turned our back on the river. That is, until the recently launched River Wensum strategy, said Matthew. And he adds, understanding 1912 in the context of earlier floods has helped me to a still deeper appreciation of the city we see today. And I wanted to share that with anyone who may be interested. I'm always keen to understand the past and see what it can tell us about the future. But I'm leaving it to the reader to judge the chances of Norwich one day seeing another great flood, said Matthew.